Today, the Holy See became a full member state of the International Organization for Migration. About 50 government ministers, deputy prime ministers, and deputy ministers will be among those attending a plenary session on Tuesday to mark the organization's 60th anniversary and to look to the future of migration. In an appeal following his Angelus prayer on Sunday, Pope Benedict marked the anniversary with an appeal for greater solidarity for the millions worldwide who are forced to leave their country. We spoke to Archbishop Silvano Tomasi, the Vatican's permanent observer at the UN in Geneva, about the phenomenon of human mobility.
The two agencies that deal with migrants and refugees, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees and the International Organization for Migration, which is an intergovernmental organization but not directly linked to the United Nations, are marking both of them their 60th anniversary of foundation. And the occasion has prompted both organizations to highlight their relevance today by some special activities, either seminars or events. Most important is the ministerial conference that will take place after tomorrow for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, and then the 100th session of the Council of the International Organization for Migration that is going on today. Interesting that the Holy Father himself took notice of these anniversaries in his Angelus of last Sunday. And the reason, seems to me, lies in the fact that human mobility has been increasing enormously in the last few years. We are talking of 215 million people living in a country different from where they were born. We are talking of 33 million refugees and forcibly displaced people of concern to the UNHCR. So the volume of people affected by either voluntary or forced mobility has just been increasing enormously. This fact affects countries in different ways, countries of departure, countries of transit, and countries of arrival. In the end, the result is that migrations today have a transformative capacity. They change really societies, and this disturbs some people while it is seen as a blessing by others. So the issue is controversial, but nobody can deny the importance of these issues. First of all, new ethical questions are raised by, for example, the fact that so many people are dying and trying to cross from Mexico into the United States, from Northern Africa into Europe, from Somalia across the Red Sea into Yemen, and in other parts of the world the same phenomenon is taking place. How can the international community prevent so many deaths? Second point is that, for the point of view of the Catholic Church, there is a secular, century-old tradition of involvement with migration. There are religious communities that are working with migrants, like the Scalabrini Fathers and Brothers. There is Jesuit Refugee Service that is dedicated to refugees. The International Catholic Migration Commission for over 50 years has been involved in this area of charity and service. And Caritas, at the national level, are carrying out several programs dealing directly with asylum seekers or migrants or refugees. So for all these reasons, the concern on the part of the Church and of the Holy See makes a lot of sense, because all these forces that are active on the ground need to be, in a way, coordinated or synchronized, so to say, with what other people are doing to make the service to the human person in need more effective. This is also part of the reason why the Holy See has decided today to become full member of the International Organization for Migrations, and it was welcomed by acclamation into the membership of this organization. The leadership of the IOM looks forward to a closer collaboration with the Holy See. They see the contribution of the Holy See in part in the ethical dimension that it brings to the debates dealing with human mobility. Also, IOM sees great value in collaboration in programs and projects dealing with migrants with Catholic entities, be they the ICMC, the Caritas, JRS, or others. And finally, I think they welcome, the leadership welcomes the presence and of the Holy See as a particular moral voice that can call attention, as the Holy Father has done, to the needs and the emergencies that are coming so frequently in this area of human concern.